Yeah, this kind of thing has to be condemned outright. This attack on a house with just the woman at home was particularly cowardly and particularly terrifying for the young lady in question. I mean, she is so traumatised by the incident that she is refusing to go back to live there and has actually also left her job in the area because she is so scared to go back to that area. I would appeal for anyone with any information about this to contact the police and let that information be known. I mean, these actions certainly aren't reflective of the vast, vast, vast majority of people in the area or in the waterside. Generally, this city is extremely welcoming to people wherever they may be from, and it actually celebrates its cultural and ethnic diversity.
And you've spoke to the couple. As you say, they've been left terrified by this. They won't go back to their home. The woman has left her job. Where did the couple go from here?
Well, the couple are currently staying with the husband's family on the city side. They're fortunate enough to have that avenue of respite. In the meantime, we will work with them in an attempt, and with the housing executive, in an attempt to get them rehoused in some sort of emergency accommodation. But, I mean, that's not going to be particularly easy at this time, given the huge shortage of social housing that we have in this city.